Well, Vossi, good hit out. I mean, it's always good in an internal, but some good signs.
Yeah, it was, as we were talking just before, largely uneventful, which is exactly how you want your trials to be. You know, being able to look at your game style and see whether the guys are executing that. Some of the blustery conditions made it a little bit hard to move the ball around, but it was good to be able to see the guys have a full hit out. Got some good run into some players that have been a little bit short in recent weeks. Hamish Hartlett came back into more full load today, managed a little bit at the end. Same with Todd Marshall, who's been a little bit compromised. But other than that, got some really good match practice into the guys.
And Charlie Dixon looked fantastic, looked lean, fit, strong.
Yeah, and he's been that way the whole pre-season. He's full of energy, that's for sure. If a guy's got a look in his eye this year about the way he wants to play and have a presence on the competition, it's definitely Charlie. And we need the big fella up there. Every team wants their power forward doing something and being long down the line, or whether that's marking strongly in front of goal. So he's had a really strong pre-season. I'm sure he's looking forward to making it real.
It's always exciting to see the new players for the first time. I think Mr. Georgiadis was one that stood out tonight. What really impressed you about how he played?
Oh, well, I think we'll be talking about him and how he launches himself at the ball. He's not afraid to jump in anyone's way. You'd like him to temper it, but you certainly don't want to take that away from him. He's gung-ho in the contest. And as we saw with the goal that he kicked, missed a mark, ball hit the ground. He was back into the contest and turned up in the goal square and kicked it off the ground. So, his second efforts, he's going to make a real challenge to be able to match up on him.
Obviously, a great job by Jeff Parker and his recruiting team to get a guy that I think a lot of people thought was probably taken, a little bit of a shock selection for 18 last year.
Yeah, well, without seeing his year, obviously the reports were that he had limited exposure last year. And so to be able to sort of make that call on the back of not as much information this year is real testament to the guys. And he's come into our program and, just the way his attitude and he's got around the guys and, he's, as I said, he's probably been more a danger to himself with some of the things that he flies at. But, we won't certainly take that away from him. He's got really a lot of courage for a young player. And, as he builds his body and he builds his presence, he's going to be a very strong force.
What'd you make of a couple of the other forwards, Miles Bergman and Dylan Williams?
Yeah, well, Miles had a couple of nice little cameos there, again, flying at the ball and finished with that nice goal. And obviously, Dill got a couple of looks on goal. And, I think in some ways, he got a little bit of a look at what each of them can do. Dill, very skillful player around goals. He's got a natural sense to finish off his work. And, we've been working on our forward efficiency in the front half. We know it's going to be continual work on, but have someone up there with young talent who can finish is a nice little thing to have.
Dersma looked like he copped a bit of a nick, sorry, Matty, but was he okay?
No, he was all right, other than a little bit of blood in the eye. He was okay, so no, he's got a tough sticker for a couple of days and it'll go away, be okay.
Obviously, you did it last year. Do you think you're a chance to play three top 25 picks again in round one?
No, I would have thought it's more unlikely this year than last year. But certainly there's a couple that are really impressing, that's for sure. If you measure the talent, we've got some really good talent there. And we'd expect that we'd see them at some stage throughout the season. I spoke today that Mitch probably has been the one that's been the most consistent out of a lot of them. But I would expect that we'll see a few of them throughout the year. As I said to Parksy, mate, you've set an unfair standard. Having three players that can play first year and play 20 odd games of football, that's a bit of an unfair standard for the recruiting team. But still, to get one or even just have them figure through the season will be a real big reward for us.
Where's the Lycett Lanham's ruck battle at? Because I thought it was relatively even for much today.
Well, Scotty's certainly been our powerhouse throughout the whole pre-season. Our ideal model is that both of them get a look. Pistol can play, also plays forward. If he can play and hold down a spot there and Scotty can sort of take on that number one ruck mantle, that'd be a nice little combo to have.
Great to see Jack Watts out there, obviously, given everything he's gone through the last 12 months or so.
It really promising. I thought he played really well. Just goes to show when the footies are out and the real thing comes. He's had a little bit compromised through pre-season. He's been building fairly steadily, and today I thought he was really good.
West off down back, obviously had some cameos over the years and played a little bit down there last year, but he looked pretty sure of himself back there. Is that a permanent thing?
how would you describe Westy's role? He's he plays anywhere we need him, and he's got no problems with that at all. So again, he's played a fair bit down back throughout the pre-season. I think the benefit we have had is that Trent McKenzie's come through and been in really strong form. So that's another conversation again. So if that means that it gives us a chance to be able to use Westy either back or swing him back through midfield as he does, ruck relief or play forward, that's what Westy does for us.
Heaps of talk obviously about Houston as a midfielder this season. I thought he played exceptionally well today.
Again, he's got some really, as he's learnt the midfield role, he's got some real natural midfield movement, whether that's around, stoppage or when the ball leaves the area. The things that's impressed us the most is that his ability to be able to get from one contest to the other is a real strength of his, and we'll make him a real challenge to match up on. And of course, we know the polish he's got with the footy. He's a class act when the ball's in his hands.
Just lastly, any other things you really like today?
Oh, I think you just want to see the players come out unscathed. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You walk away, you clearly want to see some game style in there that was a little tricky today, given the conditions was fairly blustery. But we walk away with enough, clarity of what we need to be able to work on. And we walk away with 100 minutes of footy under their belt and no injury. So I think that's a big tick.
A few tough decisions to make ahead of JLT1, who to leave out, who to put in?
Yeah, even if you look through the midfield right now, we got Will and Drew there. That has been, again, a compromised pre-season, but it just seems to be his time of the year. He just steps up. He's just a natural footballer. The other one that hasn't been spoken a lot, at least publicly, has been Joe Attlee. He's had a really, really solid pre-season and has asked some serious questions. Sam Mays, who didn't get a lot of looks last year, has also been in strong form. So we've got plenty knocking, which is exactly what we want.
Thanks,